Hi, folks. This is Angela Lambrew, creator of The Kid Bull Story. I want to personally welcome and thank you for joining us today. This is your podcast where animals have a voice. Follow Kit Bull as she shares some fun and meaningful stories with a message for everyone. Now sit back and enjoy the episode.
Officer Brewski had become good friends with Rose and would stop by occasionally to say hello. One afternoon, he came by with Max. It looked like he had a lot on his mind. Rose had noticed it, and although she was busy, she took the time to chat with him.
Well, hello, Officer Brewski. Good to see you. And Max, how's everything going? Is everything okay?
It's all the stuff I see out there on my beat. It's just not good the way some people treat their pets. I'm the law, and I can't even do much about anything. It's a shame. Things have got to change.
Dear Officer Brewski, believe me, I know how you feel and how hard it is for some of us to see these things. Is there something specific that's bothering you? Maybe I can help.
I'm not sure how to talk to people about certain things. Regarding pets, you know?
I'd really like to know more about how to approach people on the subject of neutering and spaying.
How do you reach that guy that feels he's the one getting neutered instead of the dog? You know, it's kind of funny, but that's how those dudes think.
Well, some folks will listen when I talk about the health benefits for the pets, or the overpopulation of animals in shelters, and the homeless on the streets. But for others, I try to make it personal, something they can relate to.
Like what?
I tell them about Lucy, who was exhausted from having litter after litter, and how unfair and cruel it was to her. And also unfair to bring so many puppies into the world. And Spartacus, who was a mean old aggressive dog, but after he got fixed, he turned into this big, gentle, cuddly fluff. Sometimes you have to put a face on the story for them to get the message.
I see. And it's true, not everyone receives information the same way. Maybe those guys need to talk to the owners of dogs already fixed. Maybe we should teach a class at the precinct. Maybe I could be the teacher? Hey, look at me. Teacher on this subject. Can you believe that?
There you go. Welcome to the club, my friend. Oh, by the way, I see Maximilian is looking pretty good. So nice to see that. I wonder what he and Kit are talking about.
Rose was happy to help Officer Brewski. And she was especially glad to see how much he had become a caring and compassionate person towards animals. Meanwhile, Kit seemed to be captivated by Maximilian, not only by his demeanor, but by a story he was telling her.
It sounds so wonderful, all the things you do now, Max. Wow! I bet Ed is proud of you with all the special training you got using your nose to find things.
Ed is always happy when he smells some goodies baking in the oven. He says it smells good, but dogs don't smell what good is. Instead, we can tell what all the ingredients are that go into baking the goods. Yep, we can smell 10,000 to 100,000 times more than humans can.
Rose says there's nothing like a dog's nose.
You should see Ed's funny face and wrinkled nose when he smells something he says is bad. But since we can't smell what bad is, we just look cute.
Officer Brewski with a wrinkled nose? He does look kind of happy these days. And yes, we dogs are happiest when we're allowed to sniff the ground to our heart's content. It's like watching a video for us.
Yes, and when we sniff each other, that's how we get to know each other. It's not bad. It's our nature, and that's how we roll. To us, it's amazing all the details we get after sniffing everything humans think is stinky or bad.
That's right. We can't smell stinky things, just things that are harmful to humans and things that are helpful to them, too. That's why there are all kinds of sniffing jobs for us dogs. What's your favorite sniffing job, Max?
I love getting that whiff in the air. Oh, and know that I'm right on target. But my favorite ones are the search and rescue missions and detecting dangerous and harmful things. I like chasing and tackling the bad guys, too. Ed is calling me. I gotta go to work. See you again soon, Kit.
Excellent work, Maximilian. Or should I say, Mr. Super Snooper Dog. Hey, I just gave you a nickname. Well, see you soon, my friend. Take care, and don't be a stranger.
Kit was as proud of Maximilian as Rose was of Officer Ed Brusky. Max had become a courageous and confident dog, and Officer Brusky was everything Max had always wanted him to be. A kind and compassionate person, and the best partner a dog could have.
Join Kit and her friends on the next episode. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a comment, a review, or both. And follow us on Instagram at Kitbull Story, on Facebook at Kitbull Story, and our website at thekitbullstory.com. Thanks again.